بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما فرماتے تھے جس شخص نے کوئی گناہ واقع ہوا ہے اور پھر اس کے بعد اس کے یاد آنے پر اپنے دل میں ڈرے تو اس کا گناہ ام کتاب سے مٹا دیا جاتا ہے. حضرت عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہما narrates that if a person who has committed a sin, after having committed a sin, he made toba, and then sometime in the future he recalls the sin, comes to mind, and then he fears although he has made toba, but fear comes into him. That fear that comes into a person after having made toba for his sin, that is a sure sign of the toba having been accepted. He feels disgusted with himself, though he had made toba, but when he remembers that sin, then he feels disgusted with himself. He understands how evil he was and how disgracefully he had conducted himself, despite him believing that Allah Ta'ala is watching him and the malaika are recording what they are present with him. He understands now that how evil he was and disgusting he is, disgusted with himself. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that this feeling which develops in a person, Allah Ta'ala forgives his sin to such an extent that it is eliminated even from Ummul Kitab, the mother of Kitab, the Lawh Mahfuz, where the records are kept. Even there won't be the slightest record of their sin. And Allah comes in and says that Allah Ta'ala eliminates even from the memory of the recording angels, the malaika, even they will not remember. So this person will not be disgraced in the akhirat. His sins will be completely wiped out. That is Allah Ta'ala's Ghaffar, Sattar, the one who conceals a person's sin, and it has not disgraced a person when one has made sincere tawbah. Fuzail bin Iyaz Ramtale نے مجاہدین کو جب وہ جہاد میں جانے لگتے خطاب کے فرماتے توبہ کر لو کیونکہ تم کو اس مصیبت سے روکے گی جس کو تلواریں نہیں روک سکتی. حضرت فضیل بن عیاض عام طالب he would give nasihat to the mujahideen when they would go on jihad in those days. See, there was always jihad, as I say, jihad is fardh kifaya on the Islamic State, fardh kifaya. So at all times, always the army was on the move and when conquering the lands of the kuffar, annexing it to the Islamic empire and spreading the deen, it was the first and the original method of Dawud was the jihad in the battlefield. So he would give them nasihat and he said that when you go, make tawbah, repent. Now don't have confidence. Comes in the hadith that think that all the sins of the shaheed, of the martyr, all his sins are forgiven except death. Now if you're always in debt, then you'll have to make amends for that, also you have to pay for that debt. Yeah. So he said, but do not be relying on that thing. That's on your jihad, that thing, and you're not becoming a martyr, a shaheed. Because say, there may be deficiency in someone's niyat. It's happened that many people, I think, went for jihad, but then Allah Ta'ala accepted, it comes in the hadith on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala. Where he will be judging his people. A mujahid will be brought in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Different types of people will be brought. An alim will be brought, a wealthy man will be brought, and they will be questioned. Mujahid also will be brought, and he will be questioned about his deeds. He will say, Ya Allah, I raised jihad in your path. Allah Ta'ala will say, your jihad was not for my sake. Your jihad was for the sake of the people you wanted to be known as a Mujahid, to be known as a brave, courageous fighter. Oh, we are out for some adventure or some wealth or whatever, but it was not for my sake. So, you have already received your reward in the dunya, so he must be cast into Jahannam, so he will be cast into Jahannam. Same to happen to the alim, to the wealthy person, whatever, because the niyat was corrupt, so the reward, Allah Ta'ala will say, your reward so was received on earth, so he has nothing for you here, and they will have to go to Jahannam. So, Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyad, rahmatullahi, he would give them nasihat, and he said, make tawbah, repent, because repentance, it will save you from such a calamity from which source cannot save you. Yeah, sword will save you. Yeah, you fight in combat, you fight in the battlefield, your sword can save you against the enemy, but it will not save you on the day of Qiyamah, that thing. Not save you against your misdeeds and your evil intentions. So make tawbah here. Yeah, make tawbah, obviously, it means that you have to rectify your intentions. Your niyat must be correct. Otherwise, the tawbah also is not correct. Yahya bin Ma'az, rahmatullahi, Yahya bin Ma'az, rahmatullahi, raat ko munajat mein, raat munajat mein, farmaya karte, اے اللہ میرے گناہ مجھے تکلیف دیتے ہیں. حضرت یحییٰ بن معاذ رحمتہ اللہ نائٹ ٹائم میں دعا سے, او اللہ my sins are distressing me, causing great تکلیف, harm, worry, distress to me, اور میری توبہ مجھے پگھلاتی ہے. And he said, the tawbah, the repentance which I make, it melts me away. Anxiety. Is Allah Ta'ala accepting my tawbah or not? He said, the closer a person is unto Allah Ta'ala, the more fear he develops. The more fear he has, the closer he is unto Allah Ta'ala. And the slightest error which he commits, for him, it's like kabira sin. By us, we commit a kabira sin, a major sin, and that also has no effect upon us. In fact, we trying to find excuses and interpretations in order to justify what we are committing. And yet, this awliya, the slightest transgression of even a mustahab by them, for them, they feel they have committed a great sin, a big sin, and they hasten towards tawbah. In fact, after every ibadat also, they make tawbah, not because of the ibadat, but because of the manner. They feel the manner in which we have performed this act, the act of ibadat, that manner is deficient. And they ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them for that. So tawbah, would even after salat also make tawbah. Pas meri tamam zindagi takleef aur toba ke darmiyan pikalti rehti hai. So he said, my entire life, he said, passes between in this state between toba and melting away, full of anxiety, doesn't know what is happening to him. Will Allah Ta'ala accept me, my sins, my toba or not, because it's always what in there. Present in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, al-iman bain al-khawf wal-raja, that iman, it is suspended between fear and hope. So I say the closer one is unto Allah Ta'ala, the more fear there is. I will look at the malaika, the muqarrab malaika, the malaika who are the closest to Allah Ta'ala. Jibreel Alayhi Salaam, Mikael Alayhi Salaam, Israel Alayhi Salaam, Israfil Alayhi Salaam, these are more malaika, the muqarrab and muqarrabim. after Allah Ta'ala had cursed Iblis Azazil and converted him into a shaitan, into Iblis, and expelled him, the malaika were overcome with fear and grief, because Azazil, he was a great buzruk in the heavens. The malaika all looked up towards him. He would give dars and give bayans there to the malaika. And there's not, he said, there's not a place in the seven heavens where he did not make sajda and perform salat. Thousands of years, and he made sajda, but for one sajda, he became a shaitan. For one sajda, he refused, and Allah Ta'ala ordered him. So when he was cursed and cast away and expelled, then for a long time, we don't know how long, hundreds of years, thousands of years, no one can understand that realm in there. Yeah. And so they were, Hazrat Jibril alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam, they were standing on one side in contemplation, crying full of grief. What had happened to this great person? They were full of fear. Then afterwards Allah Ta'ala asked Jibril and Mikael, what is the matter with you people? Why are you so grieving? Why are you crying? So the Jibril alayhi salam, Ya Allah, we are fearful of your hidden scheme. So Allah Ta'ala said, Kuna hakaza. Yes, be like that. Always have fear. No one knows what tomorrow holds for him. Don't be overconfident and confident in your present state. You don't know what can be happen tomorrow. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as the approaches in the samana, in the age close to Qiyamah, a person will be a mu'min in the morning and he will be a kafir in the evening. Next morning again be a mu'min and then again a kafir. So he will go on from kufr and iman, and no one knows whether he's going to die as a mu'min or as a kafir. So Allah Ta'ala, so one should never be confident. Always have that fear, and as long as one has that fear, and then that is also a sign the thing of healthy iman. When a person has no fear, he becomes reckless in everything he does. He's reckless in his ibadah, he's reckless in his way of life. He's not concerned. That is an evil sign. Habib bin Tamam, rahmatullahi alayhi, farmate te. جو شخص گناہ کرے اور گناہ کرے پھر ڈرے کہ اس پر اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو عذاب میں مبتلا کرے گا تو اسے معاف کر دے گا. حضرت حبیب بن تمام رحمۃ اللہ said that if a person committed sin and then he makes توبہ and then day after he still fear whether اللہ تعالیٰ going to punish me, not going to punish me. Will I be disgraced? Will I not be disgraced at the time of, in this dunya, time of maut, in the barzakh, in the qiyamah, what will happen to me? So as this also is a sign that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven me. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven him. So as one regarding past sins, one should not intentionally call to mind your past sins. Sins are evil. It's something to cause great worry in a person. But sometimes these past deeds come to mind without even one consciously thinking about them. But and so when they come to mind, then that's the time that you want to renew your tawbah. Same time, renew your tawbah again and have fear. And then if you have the fear, then that is a sign. Inshallah, Allah has forgiven you and He has forgiven you. Wa akhiru da'wana Muhammad.